U.S. invading forces move closer to Baghdad. A raid on a palace. Aircraft incidents are investigated. And China reports on the SARS epidemic. These are your top stories today from your WVJW Indy Media Newsroom. From the Central Command headquarters in Qatar, some U.S. military units have moved about 4 miles from the edge of the Iraqi capital. And military commanders say there's increasing evidence that Saddam Hussein's regime has lost control of Iraqi's military and most of the country's population. A U.S. Special Forces unit has raided one of Saddam Hussein's presidential palaces. Officials say they landed by helicopter in the compound in an area about 55 miles from Baghdad. They didn't find any Iraqi leaders there, but they came away with some documents. From the Pentagon, it may not have been hostile fire in either case. The Pentagon isn't ruling out the possibility that a U.S. missile brought down a Navy jet over Iraq yesterday. The pilot is listed as missing. And officials say they're not sure enemy fire was responsible for the crash of a Black Hawk helicopter. 6 were reported dead. In New York, stocks are higher. Although they're not yet posting the kind of gains that were seen yesterday, investors remain focused on the war in Iraq, sending stocks higher as the coalition forces advance toward Baghdad. And in China, an encouraging report from international health experts who are visiting an area of China where a new respiratory disease may have originated. They say it appears that the number of new cases is going down. Tim French, WVJW, Indy Media News.